You're finally back to your senses. That's good. It will be so much more fun this way. I like the man to be aware of what is done to him. Aware and appreciative. This tail, my God. Stop struggling. This is not the part when you struggle. You might want to save it for later. Save your strength and all the defiance for the future. The wait will not be long. If your brother is any good, and I've heard that he is, he will be here before you know it. And I'll have you both, and we shall be able to proceed to the really fun part. And while we're waiting, with you strapped so perfectly to this chair, I thought, why shouldn't I amuse myself at your expense? I've been watching you for a very long time. After your business hours, too. So now I'm a little intrigued as to what all the fuss is about. You are not quite my type, but you are supposed to be a big deal. And I want to be able to say one day that I used my meat suit on one of the legendary Winchester brothers. It will make a hell of a conversation piece down below. Have you ever tried having your worst enemy completely at your mercy in the most intimate way? If by any miracle you survive, you should try it. It's awesome. Better than pie. Do you like this meat suit, by the way? This grad student is still in there. And she's having a ball. I mean, all things considered. I'll just look at you. Like a male model that the producers hired to save a lame show. You and your brother are just like this tiny little pocket-sized boy band. So that the girls would have some choice who's poster to put in their bedrooms. Sorry, dear paying audience. The show will be cancelled in a few hours. Because both stars will be... how shall I put this? Otherwise engaged. The meat hooks. But while this gorgeous body is still in one piece, and your brother is still on his way, I think I'll continue. struggling, huh? If you're planning to escape, you might also want to plan where to find a new pair of pants. These are practically non-existent now. Torn apart at the crotch like that. The shirt is still fine. I think I only tore off a few buttons when they ripped it open before. Your arms tied to the back of the chair like this really make your chest look good, you know. You must have arms to kill for, but I'm not wasting my time on undressing you now. Would you like having this girl before you tied up like that? You should have heard her moan yes in my head. She's eager. Too bad it won't happen. How do you like my choice of restraints, by the way? On one hand, humans are pretty easy to hold in place. You need no magic, no sigils. No liquid spilled, no incense burned. And on the other hand, the variety of all the means and devices is just mind blowing. You can have ropes, chains, tape, latex, leather. I bet your ass would look good in latex. I like leather, though. Manly. Old-fashioned. Closer to nature. And the way it smells. Love it. And mixed with your fresh sweat right now. Smells even. Kind-hearted creature, after all. I think I'll cut the strap that goes across your chest. I want to see you struggle for each breath as I go on. It would be so much fun to make you come. Just imagine your brother arrives and finds you here, whimpering, moaning, and begging. You're not the begging kind. Every man is the begging kind. You just must know where to apply the pressure. So, imagine the scene. Come on. It could be fun. Are the thoughts of your brother a kind of a mood killer? Shame. The girl is dying to have a threesome with you two, by the way. You are a legend, and that comes with certain responsibilities and crazy fans. Come on, it could be fun. Crushing this pretty thing between your bodies, fucking her brains out. You two share the womb. You can share a vagina. Come on. It's not like I imply that you would be doing stuff to each other. Although, let me tell you, it wasn't uncommon in the earlier days for warriors to seek pleasure in each other's arms. Brothers or not? They said that it's an excellent team-building exercise. And I've been watching you for a long time. You could use some team-building. You two bitch at each other all the time. Like some old married couple anyway. So, why not take that one last step? Maybe it will improve your relations. You put so much effort into not enjoying what I do. It's ridiculous. Nobody's judging. Nobody cares. And I thought it might be amusing to break you in one more way. So far, you've proven yourself to be pretty tough, though. I should employ some of my special talents, I guess. Just so you know, I'm awesome with time tricks and audio hallucinations. Can make you feel like this highly amusing scene lasts forever, replaying in your head over and over and over again. Let's add more sucking noises. Maybe moans. Or I'll delve into my archives and pull out the soundtrack of your parents' wedding night. So be a good boy and come. Oh. Why, hello, Mr. Missing Winchester. And I was afraid you'd never come. Oops. Whom I might be referring to, you'll never guess. Doesn't matter. Now that you're both here, we can finally talk business.